Numbers chapter 32. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that, behold, the place was a place for cattle. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the princes of the congregation, saying, Ataroth and Dibon and Jazer and Nimrah and Heshbon and Elilah and Shebam and Nebo and Beon, even the country which Yahweh smote before the congregation of Israel, is a land for cattle, and your servants have cattle. Therefore said they, if we have found grace in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession, and bring us not over the Jordan. And Moses said to the children of Gad, and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war, and shall you sit here? And why discourage you the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which Yahweh has given them? Thus did your fathers when I sent them home from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land which Yahweh had given them. And Yahweh's anger was kindled the same time, and he swore, saying, surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed Yahweh. And Yahweh's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of Yahweh was consumed. And, behold, you have risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men, to augment yet the fierce anger of Yahweh toward Israel. For if you turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and you shall destroy all this people. And they came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them to their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on the yonder side of the Jordan or forward, because our inheritance is fallen to us on this side the Jordan eastward. And Moses said to them, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed before Yahweh to war, and will go all of you armed over the Jordan before Yahweh until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land is subdued before Yahweh, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before Yahweh and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before Yahweh. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build you cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will pass over, every man armed for war, before Yahweh to battle, as my Lord said. So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over the Jordan, every man armed to battle before Yahweh, and the land shall be subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, as Yahweh has said to your servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed before Yahweh into the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on this side of the Jordan may be ours. And Moses gave to them, even to the children of Gad, and to the children of Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the land with the cities thereof in the coasts, even the cities of the country round about. And the children of Gad built Dibon, and Ataroth, and Aroer, and Atroth, Shophan, and Jazer, and Jogbehah, and Beth-Nimrah, and Beth-Haran, fenced cities and folds for sheep. And the children of Reuben built Heshbon, and Elilah, and Kirjathaim, and Nebo, and Baal-meon, their names being changed, and Shibmar, and gave other names to the cities which they built. And the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, and took it, and dispossessed the Amorite which was in it. And Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he dwelt therein. And Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took the small towns thereof, and called them Havoth-Jair. And Noba went and took Kenath and the villages thereof, and called it Noba after his own name. Numbers chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of Yahweh. And these are their journeys according to their goings out. And they departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the next day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which Yahweh had smitten among them, upon their gods also Yahweh executed judgments. And the children of Israel removed from Ramesses and pitched in Succoth. And they departed from Succoth and pitched in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they removed from Etham and turned again to Pihahiroth, which is before Baal-zephon. And they pitched before Migdol, and they departed from Pihahiroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and pitched in Marah. And they removed from Marah and came to Elim. And in Elim were 12 fountains of water, and 70 palm trees, and they pitched there. And they removed from Elim and encamped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they took their journey out of the wilderness of Sin and encamped in Dothkar. And they departed from Dothkar and encamped in Alush. And they removed from Alush and encamped at Rephidim, where was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. And they removed from the desert of Sinai and pitched at Kibroth Hattava. And they departed from Kibroth Hattava and encamped at Hazeroth. And they departed from Hazeroth and pitched in Rithmar. And they departed from Rithmar and pitched at Rimon Perez. And they departed from Rimon Perez and pitched in Libnah. And they removed from Libnah and pitched at Rissa. And they journeyed from Rissa and pitched in Kehelatha. And they went from Kehelatha and pitched in Mount Shapha. And they removed from Mount Shapha and encamped in Harada. And they removed from Harada and pitched in Macheloth. And they removed from Macheloth and encamped at Tahath. And they departed from Tahath and pitched at Tara. And they removed from Tara and pitched in Mithka. And they went from Mithka and pitched in Hashmona. And they departed from Hashmona and encamped at Moseroth. And they departed from Moseroth and pitched in Benajakan. And they removed from Benajakan and encamped at Hor Haggidgad. And they went from Hor Haggidgad and pitched in Jotbatha. And they removed from Jotbatha and encamped at Ebrona. And they departed from Ebrona and encamped at Ezion Geber. And they removed from Ezion Geber and pitched in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. And they removed from Kadesh and pitched in Mount Hor in the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of Yahweh and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt in the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel, and they departed from Mount Hor and pitched in Zalmona. And they departed from Zalmona and pitched in Punon. And they departed from Punon and pitched in Oboth. And they departed from Oboth and pitched in Ijeabarim in the border of Moab. And they departed from Iam and pitched in Dibon-Gad. And they removed from Dibon-Gad and encamped in Almon-Diblathaim. And they removed from Almon-Diblathaim and pitched in the mountains of Abarim before Nebo. And they departed from the mountains of Abarim and pitched in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho. And they pitched by the Jordan from Beth-Jesimoth even to Abelatia in the plains of Moab. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have passed over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And you shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falls. According to the tribes of your fathers, you shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall trouble you in the land wherein you dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do to you as I thought to do to them." Numbers chapter 34. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coasts thereof. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin along by the coast of Edom, and your south border shall be the outmost coast of the salt sea eastward. And your border shall turn from the south to the ascent of Akrabim, and pass on to Zin, and the going forth thereof shall be from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and shall go on to Hazar-Radar, and pass on to Asmon. And the border shall turn about from Asmon to the river of Egypt, and the goings out of it shall be at the sea. And as for the western border, you shall even have the great sea for a border. This shall be your west border. And this shall be your north border. From the great sea you shall point out for you Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall point out your border to the entrance of Hamath. And the goings forth of the border shall be to Zedad, and the border shall go on to Ziphron, and the goings out of it shall be at Hazarenan. This shall be your north border. And you shall point out your east border from Hazarenan to Shepham, and the coast shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and the border shall descend and shall reach to the side of the sea of Chinnereth eastward. and the border shall go down to the Jordan, and the goings out of it shall be at the salt sea. This shall be your land with the coast thereof round about. And Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, This is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which Yahweh commanded to give to the 9 tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad, according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance, and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. The 2 tribes and the half tribe have received their inheritance on this side of the Jordan near Jericho eastward toward the sun rising. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, These are the names of the men which you shall divide the land to you. These are the names of the men which shall divide the land to you. Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. And you shall take 1 prince of every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And the names of the men are these. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel the son of Ammihud. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliad the son of Chislon. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Dan, Bucky the son of Jogli. The prince of the children of Joseph for the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Haniel the son of Ephod. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kemuel the son of Shiptan. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Elizaphan the son of Parnak. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Issachar, Paltiel the son of Azan. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Asher, Ahihud the son of Shelomi. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedahel the son of Ammihud. These are they whom Yahweh commanded to divide the inheritance unto the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. Numbers chapter 35. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho, saying, Command the children of Israel that they give to the Levites of the inheritance of their possession cities to dwell in, and you shall give also to the Levites suburbs for the cities round about them. And the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle, and for their goods, and for all their beasts. And the suburbs of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. And you shall measure from outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, and the city shall be in the midst. This shall be to them the suburbs of the cities. And among the cities which you shall give to the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which you shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee there, and to them you shall add 42 cities. So all the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities, them shall you give with their suburbs. And the cities which you shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel. From them that have many you shall give many, but from them that have few you shall give few. Every one shall give of his cities to the Levites according to his inheritance which he inherits. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you have come over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee there which kills any person unwittingly. And they shall be to you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer dies not until he stands before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which you shall give, 6 cities shall you have for refuge. You shall give 3 cities on this side of the Jordan, and 3 cities shall you give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that kills any person unwittingly may flee there. And if he smites him with an instrument of iron so that he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smites him with throwing a stone with which he may die, and he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smites him with a hand weapon of wood with which he may die, and he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meets him, he shall slay him. But if he thrusts him out of hatred, or hurls at him by lying in wait, that he dies, or in enmity smites him with his hand, that he dies, he that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meets him. But if he thrusts him suddenly without enmity, or has cast upon him anything without lying in wait, or with any stone with which a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him that he dies, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge where he has fled. And he shall dwell in it unto the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come outside the border of the city of his refuge where he has fled, and the revenger of blood finds him outside the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kills the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoever kills any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And you shall take no satisfaction for him that has fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. So you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood it defiles the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which you shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I, Yahweh, dwell among the children of Israel. Numbers chapter 36. And the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses and before the princes, the chief fathers of the children of Israel. And they said, Yahweh commanded my Lord to give the land for an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel, and my Lord was commanded by Yahweh to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother to his daughters. And if they are married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then shall their inheritance be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and shall be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received, so shall it be taken from the lot of our inheritance. And when the jubilee of the children of Israel shall be, then shall their inheritance be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received, so shall their inheritance be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. And Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the word of Yahweh, saying, The tribe of the sons of Joseph has said well. This is the thing which Yahweh does command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them marry to whom they think best, only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry. So shall not the inheritance of the children of Israel remove from tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. and every daughter that possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife to one of the family of the tribe of her father, that the children of Israel may enjoy every man the inheritance of his fathers. Neither shall the inheritance remove from one tribe to another tribe, but every one of the tribes of the children of Israel shall keep himself to his own inheritance. Even as Yahweh commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelophehad, for Mahlah, Tirzah, and Hoglah, and Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, were married to their father's brother's sons. And they were married into the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and the judgments which Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses to the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho.